And that's the stimulation for devotion. You know, you can get all full of emotion in a church service, and emotion should be part of it. But emotion and devotion are two different things. Emotion, it's just a emotional high for a little while. But devotion means I'm absolutely committed to follow Jesus no matter what. And that's why Paul asked for devotion from Christians. Most important scripture after you get saved is that scripture that Paul talked about when he said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to be stimulated and respond and be reciprocal to that love. To love him back for loving you that much. If it's just fear-driven, so many people are fear-driven instead of stimulated by love to serve the Lord. And if you never fall in love with him, then you'll be serving him out of fear and dread. And he really doesn't want nor accept that kind of service. No matter what you do, it's unacceptable. When the church left her first love, he said, it's so unacceptable to me. If you don't remember from whence you are fallen and repent, I'm going to come to you quickly. It's intolerable. I mean, when God says, I'm not going to give you a long space. I'm not going to be long suffering with this. There's a lot of things he suffers long with. But he said, not this, not in my church, not out of my people. They were doing right things which he commended. They were doing it with the wrong attitude in their heart. And he said, I'm not going to bless you. I can't bless. In fact, I'm going to come to you quickly and remove your lampstand. Whatever witness you had, it's gone. Holy Spirit is grieved with that. Holy Spirit is quenched by that. So you can go through your church service, but don't look for the Holy Spirit anywhere to manifest the presence and power of God. That's a sad. We kind of jump over that church and we go and nail the church of Laodicea. Because they're so wrong, and he's going to spew them out of his mouth. True. But listen, there's the church of Ephesus, established under the initial teachings of the Apostle Paul himself. I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. I was with you for 3 years, and I cease not to warn you day and night. That's a church established on a strong word foundation that it fell away from the person that they're supposed to be worshiping in spirit and in truth and serving out of reciprocal love. So he commends all that's commendable, but says, here's something intolerable. You've left your first love. You're not doing it because you love me. You're not doing it because you love me. How does he know? Because he's looking past everything we say and do and looking straight into our heart. And he's seeing the attitude and atmosphere of our heart. And so the practice of the right religion without loving Christ from the heart, God says, that's wrong. As right as the good is, that's still so very wrong. But when we get it right, it's not a job anymore. It's a joy to serve the Lord. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And the joy of the Lord is about a relationship restored. It's not about something you feel as the Holy Ghost, you know, gets a spiritual cattle prod and comes down and gooses you on Sunday morning and you get that sense. No, that's not, that won't last you past that door. It may not last you till we go out the door, but it certainly won't last you when you hit the trials of life, and you will hit the trials of life. But the joy of that restored, reconciled relationship and the joy, that's what David asked for, restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Can you say amen? For the joy of the Lord Ezra says, is your strength. It's in the context of relationship restored. When the church gets her joy back, it's a sign revival is occurring. Because there's never been a revival, according to the great revivalists down through the years, there's never been a revival without joyous singing. Why? Because when that relationship is restored, there's joy. God is joying over His people. God begins to sing over us.
Amen. That's it. Yep.
Thou shalt be dandled upon his knees, and he shall rejoice. God, he shall rejoice over you with singing. Amen. What's that I hear? Is it angels singing over us? Is it high-ranking prophets that have went? No. Is it the poor and 20 elders? No. Who is that singing? Songs of joy. Love songs of joy over us. God is doing that. Amen. And the Bible said, through Jesus Christ, we joy in God. Through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's sing about it today. I'm preaching too much, but it's too strong in here. There's so many fear-driven Christians. And then we're asking God to grant us what we don't have the faith to receive. And today I want you to have the faith to receive it. Because if I couldn't receive what God has provided and promised through faith, I couldn't stand up here today. I'm honest, I couldn't stand up here today. But He has given promises exceeding great and precious. Hallelujah. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Everlasting love. And with loving kindness have I drawn thee, that thou mayest serve me with joy, saith the Lord. And that thou mayest serve me with wholeheartedness. And that thou might not be weary in well-doing. Yea, but that thou have the strength you need, saith the Lord. For my joy is your strength, saith God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the desire changes. We didn't conspire on these songs, did we? But they're falling right in place to what the Spirit is saying to the church. Let's sing it to the Lord today. This is to the Lord, not just about Him.